AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on three nephews of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The move is the latest by President Trump to increase pressure on Venezuela to stem the flow of illegal drugs into the U.S. Testifying before the House Homeland Security Committee, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says seizing an oil tanker off Venezuela was part of efforts to protect America from drugs.
It was a successful operation directed by the president to ensure that we're pushing back on a regime that is systematically covering and flooding our country with deadly drugs and killing our next generation of Americans.
The U.S. has also conducted deadly strikes on alleged drug smuggling boats, killing at least 87 people since early September. Nobel Peace Prize winner and Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado credits President Trump and says decisive actions by the U.S., including the seizure of the oil tanker, have left the repressive government of President Maduro at its weakest point. A federal judge has ordered the release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia from immigration detention while he fights to stay in the U.S. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
It's a victory for the Salvadoran national, whose deportation to a notorious prison in El Salvador became national news. U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes writes that since Abrego Garcia's return from wrongful detention in El Salvador, he's been re-detained again without lawful authority. The order is drawing criticism from the Department of Homeland Security. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin called the release order naked judicial activism by an Obama-appointed judge. Abrego Garcia was brought back to the U.S. after a court order, and since then, the judge says, federal authorities have been actively trying to stonewall and mislead the court. Abrego Garcia is petitioning to reopen his immigration case. In addition, he's filed a motion to dismiss criminal charges in Tennessee, where he pled not guilty to human smuggling. I'm Jennifer King.
A Utah man charged with killing Charlie Kirk is making his first in-person court appearance. This is AP News. Cambodia says Thailand has launched more airstrikes.
As heavy fighting flares along their border, both countries accuse each other of violating sovereignty. The conflict reignited after a skirmish on Sunday wounded two Thai soldiers, disrupting a ceasefire brokered by US President Donald Trump. About two dozen people have been killed since then and hundreds of thousands displaced. Arriving at a campsite in Cambodia's Odar Menche province, evacuee Ma Kor told the AP the sound of explosions was so frightening she left without taking hardly any belongings. Cambodia has accused Thailand of using heavy weapons, while Thailand claims Cambodia attacked with artillery and mortars. The fighting has drawn international concern, including from Pope Leo XIV. Trump says he plans to urge both sides to return to the ceasefire. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.